getting to the Lord and not just teaching, and definitely not taking the sense realm approach to the sense realm, spirit realm class. So being we're going for the spirit, and we want to gather all this into our spirits and receive from his heart the things of his nature. And we know that the natural man receiveth not. We'll never get it from our senses, but we will get it from the spirit into our spirits. And that's where Jesus can be our nature. We have to kind of build that pathway in how we receive. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And just let the Spirit of God kind of help us grow and form those pathways for his life, his light, his being to have entrance into us and be formed in us. And all the things that he releases, we catch those and receive his eternal word that is spirit and life, more than teaching, more than something we do and understand, more than our senses can know, but our hearts can receive his life. That's what we want. So we're just going to start opening our hearts and our spirits to the Lord and to what the Spirit of God wants to minister in us of Jesus, the Lamb, in his being and in his nature. So we all know this song, or most of us do. So I'm just going to sing, and you can just worship the Lord, and as you do so, prepare your heart and open your heart for the Spirit of God to do some work on the inside during this time. Amen. Here is our hearts. Reveal your Son in me. Here is our lives. May Christ alone be seen. Where else could we go? What else could we do? Lord, we want to know you. How deeply we need you, oh Lord. How deeply we need you. How deeply we need you, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. How deeply we need you. Like the desert needs the rain, oceans need the streams, we need you. Like morning needs the sun, we need you. You are our only one. Here is our hearts. Reveal your Son in me. Here is our life. May Christ alone see. Where else could we go? What else could we do? Lord, we want to know you. How deeply we need you. How deeply we need you, Lord, oh Lord. How deeply we need you, oh, how deeply we need you. Thank you. just open your heart. Let the Spirit of the Lord have entrance, not in your thinking and your thoughts and your opinions, not in the way you see things and understand things and even know the Scriptures. The Spirit of the Living God, the Spirit of the Living God, breathe the breath of life into your inner man. Let Him share Jesus with your spirit. Let Him show you. But no eye can see, no ear can hear, and no heart can understand. The Spirit of God, show me your heart. Felt like we needed to do a little exercise before we started into the Scriptures, because, you know, we really do, and I know it's true of all of us, and part of the fabric of this course is that if we are receiving with the natural man all the things that we're learning or hearing, searching out, it just goes into, if you will, that sense realm part of our being, that natural man, our carnal understandings, and, you know, we're not going to really know Him and be changed into that same image from glory to glory. We'll just have more knowledge, and we'll have it on the basis of our own understanding, and we won't really know Him. So I too want to ask if y'all could just keep me in your prayers. I'm really, really weak tonight, and it's a little difficult to teach, so I am trusting the Lord and His strength in me. Tonight's a little more severe than usual, so we just give God all the glory. We thank Him that we're still able to be together. Amen. So I'm going to read these scriptures. From 2 Corinthians chapter, or actually 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we'll look at them in the spirit of what we're looking at tonight. So starting with verse 9, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, but it searches the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit. They're foolishness to him. He can't know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual can judge everything, but he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Wow, those are some precious, precious scriptures. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, heart has not comprehended the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. You know, I've been singing that song over and over again in my spirit the last couple weeks, just over and over and over again. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, heart has not comprehended the things that God has for them that love Him. And I just go, wow. This is our Jesus. This is the one. the Father wants to reveal in us. And if I put him in my color scheme, my rainbow, I know Amy, who is an artist, she's with us tonight. If we put him only on the realm of our known colors, then we're gonna limit knowing him in his true color, which is a color, if you will, eyes have never seen. He's an other color. He's a spirit and a way and a nature and a kind of creature of being that we have no reference for in our old natural understandings, our sense realm ways. He's outside the realm of that realm. And yet God sent specifically his spirit, who specifically searched out God's spirit to share with our spirits, so we can judge by our spirits as spiritual men that which the spirit has received of God's spirit. Now notice the word spirit's showing up quite a bit in these verses, and we're not finding the word senses, natural man, maybe, to tell us that he's not going to know this. Wonderful, wonderful God, the unknown God to the man of the senses. You know, if you're just a carnal Christian or unsaved person who only lives by your views, your colors, your understandings, your ears, your eyes, your heart, you'll have to call Jesus the unknown God. You know, when you talk about God, you have one name that's really real, and it will be the unknown God, because the natural man can't know him. He cannot receive this Jesus. So you'll just have to say, his name is Jesus, but to me, he's the unknown God, because I haven't yet known him by the unveiling of the Holy Spirit to my spirit. And, you know, if you're really a real person and, you know, have a heart that's alive, you know, in the sense of, wow, I haven't known him yet, so I don't need to get depressed or freaked out or discouraged. Like, this is all you got, God? This is it? What my mind can figure out? What my eyes can see? What my heart can think of? But you realize the possibilities are endless, because you haven't known the endless ages of unveiling by the Spirit of God of who this Jesus who is in us and whom we are in is. It is just, it's amazing. It's beyond our words. And that's the Jesus that gives us hope. That's the Jesus that opens doors where we feel shut in. You know, the sense realm, our understandings, our views, the way we hear and see and understand things, it traps us. Have you ever felt trapped by your own reasonings, your own views, your own understanding of things? You're just like, I'm trapped. I'm trapped in the realm of my very small Jesus. And I'm trapped in the realm of my very small me and my understandings. And you just kind of feel like I'm in prison and I can't get out. And the sad part is, I thought I had the key, Jesus, and it's not unlocking any of my doors. I'm still smothering and I'm still dying in this little world of mine. And that's just a sign, not for depression or condemnation, but that's the sign of, wait a second, maybe I haven't let the Spirit really show me this Jesus that is spirit and life and awe-inspiring and outside the realm of anything I could imagine or know in my own senses. And something in our hearts, where our spirits are, opens up to God and begins to be ready to receive what he wants to share. Not with our minds or our reasonings or our understandings, but the Spirit wants to share with our spirits. The spiritual man that will receive, you know. If you tell the carnal man who is at enmity with God, who has eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and is poisoned by it because of people's rights and this and that. If you tell that man, that natural man, that man that's in the knowledge of good and evil, if you say, the Lamb of God wants to bless those who curse him, lay his life down for his enemies, bear these things that are so wrong and that are costing him his life, he wants to bear them in a certain spirit and just go the extra mile and do it in a certain heart and way that, you know, shouldn't make sense if everybody gets what's due them, and if he's doing what he deserves and has earned, and what those people should or should not receive because of their attitudes. And, you know, that doesn't make... It's foolishness, the scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It's foolishness to the natural. What are you talking about? I cannot receive that knowledge. I cannot receive that image. I cannot receive that light. It's foolish. It's weakness. It's an offense. What's the word it uses in for chapter 1? Can't remember it, but it's a mystery. Folly. It's folly. It's this wisdom. Now we want to think about it in terms of the deeper life knowledge and great revelations the Spirit gives us in the scriptures that are so deep. But if you look in the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, we started with verse 9, you'll realize that the context of this chapter and the flow of the scriptures from whence these verses 10 through 16 come in have to do with the foolishness and the wisdom of Christ crucified. And that which the Spirit wants to share, if you kind of, and this is just my belief, and you have to see, search the scriptures and see for yourself, ask the Lord, check it out with all your spirit and heart. But if you look at the flow, it's not just... The Jesus that the Spirit wants to reveal in us is a crucified Christ. And he wants to share freely with us of how that Lamb nature is our life. I mean, I believe that. And that's maybe it's just me and I'm not seeing it by the Spirit. Because we all have to seek and seek and seek and search and cry out and let the Spirit show our spirits. But I believe the wonder and the awe-inspiring endless ages of unfolding of his being. We're going to find that Lamb there, that nature of God, that spirit realm is a realm of God's nature. And you have to see that. You have to know that for yourself. I mean, I can point us to chapter 5 of Revelation, and I can, all the places I've searched, and maybe God's shown me, maybe not. That's for you to judge with your heart, your spirit, and your scriptures. But to me, this realm opens because it unfolds with the depths of his being made known to those who can understand the unfolding of the depths of his being by the Spirit. Because who is going to understand the Lamb? We can't in that old creation, in that natural man. We can't receive it. You know, we may think of receiving in the terms of just being able to take it in, and surely that's a part of it, but can the natural man receive the spirit realm reality when that natural man is so set on getting his way and his rights and his views and what people deserve and how that's not Jesus, that's not the right Christian thing, that's not the way it should be, and that's not how I understand God to be and the way it should go, and what's this person's deserves, and how, I mean, how can that man, that person, receive this little slaughtered lamb who says, I'm going to just keep my mouth shut, not let those motives, those beast motives, those manipulation motives, those I have to declare that I'm spiritual and I've got the lamb motives, I've got to take control and make things go the way I think the lamb wants to make them go, but I'm going to do it for him. And we got to see who he is, and only the Spirit can show us that. And until that happens, he is foolishness. But, and you can feel it in the spirit of these verses, but God hath freely given them to us by his Spirit. But God has freely, who searched everything, showed it to those who love him. You can see the Lord's heart. I want to share who I am with you and in you, the depths of my being, by my Spirit, to your Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says, they that are joined to the Lord are one spirit. They that are joined to the Lord are one spirit, you know. Our minds, here, there, our memories, here, there. The things God shows us in our great revelations, we remember for how long? 2 hours, 2 months, 2 years, I don't know. But when the Spirit reveals Christ in you, when it's the depths of his being breathed into your inner man by the essence and nature and life and spirit, and my word, we talked about it last week, is spirit, it's life, it's, you know, it's not flesh and soul, pneuma and psuche, carne and psuche. Carne and suke. It's not flesh and soul, my word. It's spirit. It's life. Life forevermore. Life abundantly, you know. That they may have life and life to the full. But the sense realm is always going to be our enemy. And we see it in this very basic arena of how we receive the word. How we receive. Where and what way. But part of our being, through our senses or by our spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Do we receive it as information, or do we receive it as spirit and life? Is the word teaching to us, or is it the very person and spirit of the living God? And his being as a lamb. You know, all those things set a whole different course in motion as we continue to know him. And those are things that, you know, will make a difference. They'll make a huge difference as we continue on in the Lord. And but it also makes a difference on in every stage of the journey, every step of the journey. What kind of faith are we functioning by? I have this note from the book Pastor Randy wrote years and years ago when I was in Bible school, and I'm just going to read the part that says two kinds of faith. I'm hoping y'all can hear me okay. Once you recognize the difference between the outward man and the inward man, then you begin to discover that each has his own kind of faith. In reality, the faith of the outward man is not faith at all. It is facts presented to his senses that prove to him that certain things are real. Much of what is considered faith is actually facts based on sense knowledge, which comes through the outward man. The faith of Thomas required evidence before it could operate. If I see the wounds, John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29, it was a different kind of faith than that of the inward man. Sense knowledge faith cannot go beyond what it has tasted, seen, felt, heard, etc. Consider Esau in Genesis 25, who traded his birthright for something he could taste and see. Because he could experience it in the natural realm, the food was of more importance than his birthright. He was hungry and tired and wanted body and soul relief. He wanted a quick fix. Fear and anxiety were his present, and in order to remove the feelings and fears, he sold his birthright. And you know, that's what Sense Realm Faith does. It gets all caught up in the moment. It gets all caught up in what we feel and see and are experiencing, and how our soul is responding to that. And it forgets about the reality of the spirit realm, where Christ is our life and his word is true, no matter what's happening in the sense realm or our soul, and that our inward man is one with that solid rock reality of Christ our life, and that nature that our soul can't even feel or experience at that moment. All we may feel is fear, and even the moving, the carnal motions of the beasts trying to rise, and all those things of that old nature trying to take over. But we have to remember that we are born again. If you are born again, we all are here. And Christ is in us, in our spirit. And he wants us to be sanctified spirit, soul, and body. But there are times when he is not. But we are still in him. And he is still in us. We are still bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Jesus is in us. And he may not be formed and flowing in our soul, our feelings, our thoughts, our reactions, manifesting through our body. We may just feel all the motions of that panic and fear, or the carnal strivings of that old nature, but Christ is in us. And he is our life. And that is preeminent above how we feel, what we see, what we think, what's coming out of us. He is Lord of lords and King of kings and the head of all principality and power. He's Lord of our soul that's trying to be Lord of our heart. He's the Lord of lords, and he's the King of kings. He's the Lord of all that's going on in our soul, all that's going on in our body, all that's going on that isn't Christ coming forth yet. He's Lord. He's true. He's eternal. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's in us. And he's with us, and we're with him. We're in him. And we can draw from that reality by faith, not sense realm, outward man faith, but by inward man, spirit realm, one spirit with the Lord, joined to the Lord. Jesus is in there. He's in my spirit. I don't feel him. I don't see him. But I know it's true based on the finished work of the cross, the infallible word of God. It is finished. It is true. My dog is hearing my voice, and he's praising the Lord right now. She is. Sorry, Bethany. I'm debating whether I need to let her praise the Lord outside of her room in the garage. Anyway, sorry. Well, we'll just give it a minute. But regardless of what we feel or what we think or what we're manifesting, we have to stand on our spirit realm reality relationship with Jesus Christ is in us. And let that be an anchor for that soul. And let that be a light for those feet that are being smothered with the sense realm input. Let that carry you through the storm of your soul and your body and your carnal mind. Let it hold you in oneness with Jesus, in faith that he is your life until he can manifest in your soul and come out of your body. Let that solid rock and that anchor keep your heart and mind by Jesus Christ. You're going to have some spirit realm faith. Because let me tell you, you ain't got any sense realm but darkness, the enemy, and the crazy storm. The carnal mind and the unformed. You know, but we have Jesus in us. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? It's real. He's not a teaching. He's not a revelation. He's not something we have to attain and imitate and try to make real. He's there by the Father, by his death, by the Spirit of God, my Lord. He's in us, and we're in him. And yes, we want that. We want that to win the day and bear fruit and renew our minds and bring forth after his kind, and let it be. Of his increase there shall be no end, and let it be. But we have to learn as that process is happening and Christ is being formed in us, and the transformation, the metamorphosis is going on. We have that faith. It's not an excuse. It doesn't make us passive. It doesn't cause us to not care anymore what's going on in our soul or manifesting out of our body. Not at all. It just is love. Faith works by love. And it cleaves with purpose of heart to the Lamb that is our life. Regardless of how bad we feel, regardless of how unrenewed our mind is, regardless of how our body is manifesting what should be Christ, but it's just bad attitudes and we hate it. We hate it and we groan and we groan and we cry out for the manifestation of the Son of God through our mortal flesh. But as we groan and as we cleave with purpose of heart, we hold on with spirit realm reality, faith, that we are joined to the Lord and the Lamb is in us, and we're going to cleave with purpose of heart, and we're going to open up to the Holy Spirit to unveiling who he is in his nature and forming that innocent spirit in life and bringing forth the nature of the Lamb and taking those beasts out and enthroning that spirit so it can renew our mind, that the spirit of our mind would be renewed, not just the information in it. Romans 12 says we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, not in the information. And those changes will come and it will be him. Glory to God. But wow, we don't just start changed. We start a mess. We just need to put a big sign on our forehead, under construction. Christ is being formed in me. Pray for me. Pray for Jesus to grow and me to get less. Hallelujah. We all know I need it. God knows, man knows, everybody knows, and I know. Praise the Lord. But Jesus is in me, and I am in him, and we are one spirit. And the Spirit of God is moving night and day, working overtime to bring forth Christ. And I got to have spirit realm faith. I got to have spirit realm faith. You know, Abraham, the father of faith, had spirit realm faith. Because he looked not. In Romans chapter 4, you look it up and search it out, and you all probably already have. But in Romans chapter 4, he did not look at his old body as though it was dead. Like all the failures he did with Ishmael and all the crazy mess ups and things. At 99 years old, how much he'd failed God and still hadn't brought forth the promised seed. And look at, he's so old, looks like he's dead. Sarah's womb is barren. He's going to look not. No. He's going to look at Jesus and at the promise, the word of the covenant, of the heart of the Father for the seed that's going to come out of his own loins, because Christ is now in us. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah. From your spirit, from your inner man, not from your soul, not from your sense realm faith, from your spirit realm faith. And the beautiful thing about our spirit realm faith is it can draw life from Christ within. And it joins up with the Holy Spirit and says, let's bring him forth. Let's do this. Let's approach all of this for more of Jesus. Not just more sense realm doctrines that can make us become puffy. I know many of us know the puppet named Puffy. We love him. He's a very interesting character on our John on the Island of Patmos series for children. But Puffy has not discovered the sense realm faith yet. He has not. Therefore, Puffy has many, many opinions about everything. He is an expert. But let me tell you, when Professor Puffy gets in a crisis, he doesn't know what to do with all that great information because he's lost at sea. He needs an inner compass called Christ His Life. Spirit realm reality, not teaching. Spirit realm reality. We don't need to become puffed up, like puffy, with so much teaching that when we scratch our head, that's what people, I think Pastor Randy said, when in Mexico, when people are proud, they go like this to show that they're scratching their extremely large head. We don't need to have these huge, deeper life, swollen noggins. We can just have to reach out here to comb our hair like this. Because our head is so big, it's so huge. You can't contain the mountains of information we've gathered over a lifetime of listening to seminars and teaching tapes. But the Lord's saying, you know what? I want my son to be that big, bigger and bigger increase. We said it earlier. Of his increase, there shall be no end. The government shall be on his shoulders. Oh my gosh, eternity, spirit realm, reality forever. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Lord, this is the Jesus that I don't know, but I will know. Because the Spirit wants to show me. And I do love God. And I want Him. And I'm open now. I'm open. Not with my mind, not with my soul, with my heart. With my heart, with my spirit. Show me, Lord. Teach me. Spiritual. Living. Jesus, the person in His nature and ways and life in me, realities. And when I haven't heard and haven't seen, let me hold on to the reality that He is in me and I'm in Him. Glory to God, I'm going to know Him. Glory to God, God sent His Spirit to show Him. And I'm going to be filled with life. And that life's going to hit my soul, and it's going to hit my soul and come out my body. And glory to God, this whole earth and vessels going to be filled with Jesus. Spirit, soul, and body. Oh, it's a coming, Lord. Because I'm not going to know You by my senses. I'm going to know You by Your Spirit in my heart of hearts till it floods me and overtakes me. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the way You love us, the way You want to live in us, the way You teach us, the way You draw us, the way You deal with us, the way Your Word speaks to us by our spirits through Your Spirit, that You are life speaking, life with a crucified language that no human ear could hear, no eye could see. But the Spirit wants to open up the slaughtered lamb and just unveil Him in us, His nature, and fill the chambers of our being with His motives, His intents, His being, Lord. The flesh, the blood, the inward parts of the lamb, the sacrifice, Lord, in our temple, filling us on every altar, possessing every inward part. Oh God, we don't want to trade that like Esau did for some little pottage doctrine or personal deliverance from a situation we just need to get our tummy filled or something. Lord, we don't want to sell off that. We want to know You, Lord, in everything, in every moment. So redeem the moments as where our hearts cry out and our spirits open up and we learn new faith, spirit faith, new approaches, Lord, not just teaching and learning, but receiving Your Spirit. Oh, Lord, we all need it. I need it so much. And we just all humble ourselves. We humble ourselves. We just open with meekness, Lord. We receive the engrafted Word as James exhorted us to do. With meekness, we receive the engrafted Word, Lord, that we might be changed. Let Thy Word find entrance into our heart. Even as David prayed, let Thy Word find entrance in us, Lord, Thy living Word. Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful is the living Word. It is You, God. It is truly You in Your fullness and beauty. Oh, Lord, just bless each one who's gathered tonight with their precious, hungry hearts. Minister life in their spirits and help them to forge a new way of knowing You if they need this and it can help them, Lord, and hasn't yet been formed where it may be in many. But if it hasn't in some, help them, Lord. Help them. Build this into them, Lord, by Your Spirit. Let us pray for one another. Lord, let us pray for one another and stand together till we all come to know You in Your fullness and Your beauty and in Your nature as Your very body and Your wife, Lord. Oh, Lord, how precious You are to us. Each very moment that we have breath on this planet, You grow more and more precious, more and more real, more and more important than anything else, Lord. than anything else. We love you. We love you so much. Our lives are in your nail-scarred hands. Our breath is in your nail-scarred hands. We are yours, Lord. We thank you for oneness, for the wonder of your love to make us one. We thank you. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, guys. See you next time.